Yeah, as soon as you spread out, you divide your audience's attention into various options. You lose a lot of the momentum and a lot of the focus. People then drift off, or they decide to pick on one or the other, or they go off to an affiliate and then they're on some other site. And once I've got a customer on my website that's watching my videos, I don't want to send them back to the other ecosystem, because then they're just going to get drawn away. Everything that I do is to focus it onto my Uscreen site, which is what I do well.
Hey, welcome to the Video Entrepreneur Podcast. Glad to have you back here with us. This podcast is brought to you by Uscreen, and my name is Rob Balasabas. I'm the head of partnerships here at Uscreen. I hope you're doing well, ready to learn some amazing ways to build revenue with your video content. So make sure you grab a coffee, a tea, whatever your favorite drink is, sit back and enjoy this conversation. In this episode, we have Greg Hammerton joining me to talk about flying, community, and why he thinks one revenue stream is the way to go. Now, this is going to be a little bit different than most of our conversations here on the podcast, because most of our conversations with content creators is all about building multiple revenue streams. So today we're going to talk about how Greg uses just one revenue stream for his entire business. Now, you're probably wondering, what does Greg do? Now, Greg is a paragliding instructor. He's a very, very cool content on YouTube. He has over 30 years of flying experience and currently runs a very successful and very busy online school flying academy using Uscreen. And so, before we chat with Greg, I just want to invite you to our podcast, to subscribe to it here on YouTube, or maybe you're listening to this on your favorite podcasting app. You can subscribe here as well. Make sure you do that. We have new episodes every single week. And if you found value in any of our content, please take a moment, leave us a review, leave us a comment, say hello, send us a message, share this on social. Anything to really help get this content out to as many creators as possible so that we can help them create revenue streams as well. And that's going to be good for the entire creator economy. All right. So with that, let's talk to Greg. Greg, welcome to the podcast. Glad to have you here. Excited to start discussing your journey as a creator, journey as a membership site owner, and really focus on and sort of, I'm going to say focus a lot today, but why it's best to focus on one revenue stream. But before we do that, why don't you share a little bit of an introduction of yourself and what you do and your channel with our audience here in the podcast?
Sure, Robert. Great to have to be on the show. Thanks for the invitation. I've been with Uscreen now 2 years, I think, something like that. And I've had a very long creative journey. I've been publishing stuff, been in the online game for years. I was originally photographer, videographer, and I worked in the ads industry, so making commercials on the production side. But I was also a paragliding instructor, and at the time I couldn't see a sensible way to make it work financially. Paragliding instruction is very one-on-one. It's super high risk, so you can't have 20 guys jumping off the mountain all at once. You can only look at one guy, and you need a particularly high developed skill set to be able to be an instructor, and the risk is always there. So it's very difficult to make it work as a business, because you've got one-on-one instruction, and there's only so much somebody will pay for something that's recreational. So you're kind of limited in your business model there. And I kind of lost the motivation to do that as a business. And I was always trying to find other ways to make money over the years, do other things, some creative stuff, websites, design. And it's only recently that the changes have come about in the online space, that people are prepared to pay for online learning. And that's something that took the time. I could have done what I'm doing now 20 years ago. I had the knowledge, I had the skills, I could have filmed everything. And I tried to make like a DVD for pilots about an adventurous flight, and I made a whole project out of it. Man, it was so hard in those early days. There was no YouTube. You had to burn a DVD, put everything on a DVD, and then you'd had to distribute it. So now you had to pay for postage to get it to the guy to watch it. And then he couldn't fit it in his DVD player because it was the wrong format, or it was just so hard to make video work. And now it's completely changed. And it's only in the last couple of years that people have gone through that evolution of watching free, 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 free. And then they realize, hey, my time's worth more than all of this free stuff. I'm going to pay to get quality. And it's only now that it's shifted over to it's actually viable to do this as a full-time school if you careful and structure the things well. People are prepared to pay for good content, which is game changer. So now I'm back to what I was doing 20 years ago. Or even longer than that. It's when I started 30 years ago, so I was an instructor about 28, 29 years ago, and I've gone back to my skill set, and I'm now sharing that online, and now it's working finally. So that's my journey.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, you have a school, flywithgreg.com, that's built on Uscreen, and the headline is Transform Your Paragliding and Learn Game-Changing Safety Skills. Very simple, like very nice layout, very clean. And this is, I'm sure it's gone through a different evolutions of design, but you also have your YouTube channel, Fly with Greg, with at the moment just over 20,000 subscribers, which is, for a very niche subject matter, is a great audience size,
Yeah, it's a lot smaller
so
than it
yeah,
could be,
you've
Robert. I built the competing channel, Flybubble, which has got a lot of my videos on it. Basically, the whole channel is built on my videos, and that's at 110, 115,000 now. So that was over a period of 10 years that I was releasing regular content on Flybubble. And I only changed over 2 years ago, so the new channel's built on my new content, and I've been focusing on Uscreen. So I've built a ton of content on the Uscreen site on flywithgreg.com, and I've struggled to do YouTube regularly enough to build the subscriber base. So to me, the 20,000 is really it can be 10x if I just sat down and did YouTube for the next year. It'll be 200,000, but I have to balance my time, and that's I find really difficult. That's one of the things they'll chat about in the in this podcast. It's creative focus and trying to optimize where you're focusing your time.
Where you spend your time. Yeah. And I think that's actually really goes into my next question for you, which is, I would love to hear why you believe focusing on one revenue stream, which is your membership, is the way to go for you as a creator and for you as a, as a business, as an entrepreneur as well, rather than building multiple revenue streams. Like why did you
Absolutely.
decide to do
Well, I
that?
think in the beginning you try different revenue streams. I think it's good to experiment and to just put a little thing out there and see. But I think the sort of traditional advice of have multiple revenue streams, the problem with that is there's only one creator at the center of this business. Now, it might be different for a different business model, but I suspect most of the guys that are creating on Uscreen are driven by one creator. That they're the center of the business, and they've built the business around them, around the activity, whatever they're doing. If you've got a team of people, possibly you could chase multiple revenue streams. But there again, I think there's going to be one thing that you do really well, that is your unique selling point. And if you really focus on that, that's going to be making, 10, 20 times the revenue of all of the affiliates and other revenue streams that you're looking at. And the attention that you have, if you focus it on that, you you have a multiplier effect that's much greater than any of the other little streams. And I, it sort of became quite obvious to me recently. I've tried affiliates and I've had affiliate marketing, links and deals with other people that I pass on business. But as soon as you try and make a video that now has an objective to pass people across to an affiliate, you're using your one opportunity of the traffic where somebody's finished your video. What do they do? You need to give them one option. If you give them five options, you lose focus and people then just drift off and do something else. What at the end of every video, I believe you should be trying to say, okay, now what action do you want them to take? Not just you've consumed this, great. You want to at the end, whether it's to another video in your catalog, it's to go and do some exercises and come back, but you want to leave the viewer with some action. And if it's to go to your affiliate, well, you've lost your prime customer to somebody else, even if they're friendly and you're happy doing business with them. You're throwing away your traffic off to other businesses and other links and other actions. And there's only one action that should matter, and that's your primary unique selling point. For me, it's instructional paragliding videos. And that's at the end of my video. That's what I want them to do when they finish the video. Great, got a great result. Let's do another one. Or another course or whatever else I'm doing. So I think that's a much better way to do it because you're focusing on what you do well and then you're multiplying it by pointing everything back at it. Yeah, as soon as you spread out, you divide your audience's attention into various options and then you lose a lot of the momentum and a lot of the focus. People then drift off, or they decide to pick on one or the other, or they go off to an affiliate and then they're on some other site. And this is also everything has a similar sort of effect. Like if you look at YouTube, I was making videos on YouTube as you do, and that has become now just the top of the funnel for me. It's just edutainment, it's exposure, but the action that I want them to take at the end of my video is to come through to my website so that they can do proper learning in a structured course. But
Right.
YouTube itself is one of these things that has lots of affiliate links. It has links to other videos. As soon as you watch the YouTube video, bang, 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 there's a lot of attention grabbing. The same with Facebook. I tried to market on Facebook for a while and I just gave up. It was just, if people are in Facebook, it's going to drag their attention away. So I'm trying to always focus back down to Uscreen. And once I've got a customer on my website that's watching my videos, I don't want to send them back to the other ecosystem because then they're just going to get drawn away. I want to keep their attention and keep the focus. And I'm focusing then, everything that I do is to focus it onto my Uscreen site, which is what I do well. And then wherever I've got an opportunity, I will market that thing and not the affiliates because the affiliate maybe I'll mention somewhere down the line, but that's the final handoff. When you know you can't do any more business, then they can go off to affiliate sites and go and do their shopping or whatever they're going to do. But I don't want to divide that out. And that seems
That
to have
makes
worked for
sense.
me. And it's also I'm trying to manage my creative focus, my creative juice. I've only got so much. I can only do so much with this brain every day. And every single deal that I have requires attention and management. It requires email backwards and forwards. It's all just thinking about your creation. You're thinking about doing a lesson, then you're like, oh, I must incorporate my affiliate thing. And it's part of your mind that's then occupied by that. And I think it helps a lot that I can focus down on just the lesson and not have the extras. Because the amount of money, there are other revenue streams, and it's sort of building in some kind of reduced risk because the one might be up, the one might be down. But I would rather put everything on the winning horse, and maybe it's a risk, but it kind of makes you focus more on it because
Yeah.
it's got to work, man. This is your only thing. So, make it run.
Yeah. 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 No, that's actually a really, really good way to look at it. And I appreciate you kind of taking us through your thought process there of, it makes a lot of sense that your first offering, your primary offering is your own product. If you have your own product, then if that viewer or potential customer has already signed up for your product or purchased your product, and there's no other products that you can offer them, then you offer affiliates and other people's products. So that makes a lot of sense. Talk to me a little bit, Greg, about why you chose memberships, that format, that business model of a membership model versus one-on-one coaching or small group coaching or other, revenue types of, revenue streams that are available to you as a content creator, merch line, why did you
The
choose
membership
membership specifically?
is a transition phase for me, but I think I will continue to keep memberships. I like the sort of regular contact with pilots, and I've built up quite a good chat room on Discord. There wasn't really anything that I could plug in on Uscreen, and I
Ah,
find
Discord, yep.
Discord is fantastic. To be able to have backwards and forwards questions and interaction and pictures and video links and stuff. But because it's not Facebook, that was the other option. It doesn't people don't get drawn away into other activities or Facebook trying to market stuff, from their advertisers. There's no advertising on Discord, so that's given me a very good community space. And I think that was very important to complement the Uscreen membership, which can be a little bit impersonal. They're just watching videos, and if you leave a comment on a video, it's not that easy to get the comment feedback. I have to remember to look in my dashboard on some little menu item. It doesn't pop back at me, whereas Discord pushes stuff at me and says, new comment on. And I can reply straight away. So it's through my phone, it's interactive, and I get a very good rapport with the members. So that's on one side. That's kind of tacked on to Uscreen. I decided to create this Discord community, which has worked very, very well. And that's only s scalable to a certain size of membership. Because I provide one-on-one answers there. So somebody's asking something about flying, and I give them a direct answer. And that's kind of why they've come to that Discord chat room, is they want my input as an instructor. So I can only get to a certain scale with that before I get overwhelmed with questions. I have got some moderators that I've approved and appointed in there. And there's some experienced guys that help with the answering. But at the end of the day, I'm aware that can only scale so far. That's at the moment it fits my offering. So it's between a certain membership size, maybe from 100 to 1,000. And then once you're going beyond 1,000, I might need to have a permanent community manager or something like that. But I think that there's ways to make that work. But to get back to your question about memberships, I looked at that long and hard. It kind of fits what I'm doing at the moment. I'm building up a full academy course system. And when I started, I didn't have the whole course already developed. So I had to offer something, and memberships was a way to let people get the latest video as I'm building the course. So I've got 100 videos plus that I've mapped out that I need to produce, which all tie together in a kind of a long progression arc of start here with no skills, and by the end of it, you're an advanced pilot that can handle going out and flying anywhere. But because I could see this is going to take me, you know, 2-3 years if I just sit down and I start making these videos at the quality that I want. So I could have just said, look, the business is closed, and worked away on my videos. But I felt I would just lose momentum because I was coming off another channel.
Right,
that
right.
Now I had lost involvement and contact with, because I'd built it on their platform. So I had to sort of keep the momentum, like, hey guys, I'm here and I'm starting a new thing, and there's something for you to actually do. You know, you can get the membership and be part of it.
Yep.
So I had to offer that. And then as I release videos, they get them kind of weekly. There's a new video from me, which is filling in the course, and they're getting regular content. But then once I've built up, you know, the 10 videos in the first section, that will then be packaged as a course. So that's available, but the members continue to get the new videos. So I'm hoping I can manage that transition soon and start releasing courses, which will be an individual product with a set price, which is in many ways easier to market because it's a thing. You get this thing and you'll get these skills, and you kind of make a value judgment. Whereas a membership is a bit harder to motivate because it's kind of whatever's going to come out, and they can see the catalog, but they're not too sure. It's a bit more vague because it's not as clearly structured as a, you know, I go from beginner and I'll be an intermediate when I'm finished it. It's just kind of a organic, come and join the community.
Right, right. It just kind of, there's a bit of a soft schedule, but it's not, you know, here's the beginning and the end. It's ongoing all the time. Yeah. I think it's a really good strategy of using memberships as you are building your courses. I think, like you said, filling in the content for the on-demand courses that you eventually want to have. So I think that's a really good idea, which you can build on Uscreen. So that's fantastic. You touched on some of the things that you're doing to grow your community, to manage your community. You're using Discord. What are some of the different ways that you are engaging with that community, and how are you retaining them? Like, how are you keeping them locked in, going back to Discord, going back to your server on Discord? How are you doing that?
Well, I think I've got for the last year, I've had a fairly stable membership, which means there's a certain number of people that come in every month, but there's also a steady amount of drop off. So I would like to work on ways to retain members for longer, because then I would be growing. And in the last year, I've been kind of the same size. One of the big things that I haven't been doing is the top of the funnel YouTube. So the videos that I would normally make on YouTube, which would have 100,000, 200,000 views, would then feed in, trickle down to a certain number, become members just from the publicity. So that's one thing that I'm trying to work on now, having got an editor and trained an editor up to work with me. That's what I'm hoping. I'll be able to get more YouTube content out because I've just been ground down by doing all the editing myself.
Right.
there's only so many hours in the day, and you know, if you do video editing, that's the whole day done. And there are a lot of other things with, you know, managing a Uscreen site and all the questions that I get that I have to answer. That it just makes it really difficult to hop around and do the various aspects of running a business yourself. So I think that's part of the biggest part of the challenge. If I had a open free time, I could make YouTube videos all day long and I'd have a massive YouTube channel. Great. But it doesn't lead anywhere. That's what I learned with the 10 years of building the other channel up, is that it needs to lead to a product that I've got, online video. And I'm building that product first, and then I will go back to YouTube and blow YouTube up. But in the intermediate,
right.
So part of the trying to grow the community is occasionally doing YouTube stuff. I did a live stream last week on YouTube, which I think had about 300 or so concurrent viewers, which is, it's kind of the same as I had a while back. That could grow again, but it's attention that's required on YouTube. And I invited those YouTube live streamers to come to a live stream on my website, which required them to just put in their email address and make a little account. They didn't have to pay anything. And then I ran another live stream on my website. And then at the end of that, invited those guys to come and join and gave them a coupon for the discount or something to try and then transition them over to members. So that's sort of one of the ways I'm trying to just give publicity and give free stuff out to then show the benefit and demonstrate what I can do and then bring people slowly closer. And then the community on Discord is pretty active. That is kind of the way it works, is they ask questions in various chats in the Discord, and it's all to do with flying. So it's quite good, because whenever a pilot comes up with a problem, they then ask it in the chat room. All the other pilots get to think about it, get to add their two cents and what they think. And then after a few days, I'll come in and I will add, if I can, compliment some of the pilots for good answers, and add if I got another perspective. So it's not just as soon as there's a question, I give the answer and that's it. It allows the community to actually play with the idea of it, and maybe offer some video links and some other things that would feed into that question. And I use that to inform my new videos. So when we've got a really good discussion going on something, I go, right, obviously there's a lot of questions about this topic. People really are interested. Let me make a video explanation. And then I make a video, and that goes back out now onto either my teaching channel, or I make a shortcut for YouTube, which then creates that circle. So that works really well. And I think it's, the Discord thing is a very powerful thing to plug in with the Uscreen. I wish there was a way that they would match up. At the moment, I'm having to do members manually, and when they join, I've got to go back and look and see are they a member and then activate them. If there was an integration, it would be awesome. But that definitely works
with Discord.
Keeping the community engaged and not just passive viewers, but now asking questions, and then they can see that their questions lead to a video, so that keeps them retained. I think then they see that what they're asking is actually relevant and is being acted on, and it makes them feel they're part of the community, that do actually count, that they are listened to, and that helps build over time.
Yeah, no, that's really good. I like what you mentioned there in terms of your strategy of not being the one that gives the answer inside of your community, and allowing other you know, members to answer their peers' questions. I think that's fantastic. I want to ask you one final question before we hop off today, but before we do, would love for you to share where people can find your content or even just connect with you to discuss any business opportunities or anything like that.
Sure.
What's the best way?
The best way is my email, greg@flywithgreg.com. I check my email all the time. That's kind of how I run my business. I am on Instagram, Fly with Greg, and on YouTube, Fly with Greg channel. That's where you can see stuff that I do. And then my U screen is flywithgreg.com. So, but the email by far the best way to get hold of
Fantastic.
me.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll make sure we have that in the description and the show notes. Before you hop off, Greg, for there's a lot of folks that are listening that are like you maybe a little while ago. They have a channel, they have content, but they're not necessarily monetizing it in the same way that you're doing it and in this predictable manner with a membership. What's a piece of advice or two that you'd have for them to sort of start going down that same direction that you have now built? With your membership.
I would say go for it. Get a site up that charges properly for the videos. I think it helped me to be off YouTube. I looked at channel memberships on YouTube as well as an alternative, but I feel YouTube, just like Facebook and all the other ones, has got a lot of attention grabbing, other things that are going on with all the algorithms going on in the background, and it's much better to have control over your viewers' attention. And on U screen, it's incredibly clean. They come to the site, there's no distractions, nothing else happening on, and you can design your landing page and really clean it up and get it crystal clear what you're offering. And that really helps, I think, make people pay for the video. And it's quite a mental shift to go from the YouTube model where things are free, 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 to making something valuable. And I think my advice to myself long ago, I would have focused on making a few videos that are high value, and maybe even starting with a course, just five videos in a sequence that build a certain skill set. It can be a £10 course, it doesn't have to be massive, but get something down that's a very clear, easy to market unit that you can start with. And you can go for memberships and things down the line, but I think actually starting with a product would be helpful. The first one, the simplest entry point that your beginner viewers would like to learn, because that's going to be your biggest market, the beginner level skill set, and make a very simple, clean course out of that. Put it on your U screen site, put a price on it, link to it, and then you can throw that into all your YouTubes and all the other things that you do, and that gets you going. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how people are prepared to pay for something that's clear, clean, and gives them something. Skill.
I hope you enjoyed that episode with Greg Hamerton. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you don't miss any of the new episodes as they're published every single week. And if you want to learn more about using Uscreen for your business, maybe you want to launch your own academy online, just like Greg has here, or if you want to join our affiliate partner program, head over to uscreen.link/podcast to get more information. And also, I want to make sure that I invite you to our Facebook group. It's called Uscreen Insiders, and it's on Facebook. It's amazing. It's growing. We've got users there, customers, partners, and also our team members hanging out as well, having conversations about building revenue streams every single day. We even do live streams in there and doing Q&A, a lot of fun stuff. So make sure you join that. And with that, I will see you in the next episode. Take care.